AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl faces two serious charges. National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Army's charging Bergdahl with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, and he could face up to life in prison if convicted on the second charge. Bergdahl abandoned his unit in Afghanistan in 2009 and was freed last summer in a controversial prisoner swap after being in Taliban hands for 5 years. His case now goes to an Article 32 hearing, similar to a grand jury and could then be referred for a court-martial.
Bergdahl has been stationed at Fort Sam Houston in Texas since being released from an Army medical center there. The lead French investigator in the crash of a German airliner in the Alps, Rémi Zuti, says his team has been able to download the audio from the plane's cockpit voice recorder.
We hope to have a first rough ideas in a matter of days.
Zuti adds it could be months, however, before the investigation is completed. A U.S. government contractor from Northern Virginia and her daughter were among the 150 people killed in that crash. Yvonne Selke worked with the Pentagon Satellite Mapping Office. Emily Selke was a 2013 graduate of Drexel University in Philadelphia. The name of the third American killed in the crash has not been released. Severe storms have set off tornado warnings and sirens in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Roger Edwards, meteorologist at NOAA's Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says a powerful spring system is moving through Oklahoma and Arkansas.
What we expect primarily is these storms, large hail, damaging wind, flash flooding, rain.
Amateur radio operators report damage in a community west of Tulsa, and there have been tornadoes seen in the Ozark Mountains in northwestern Arkansas. The House has approved a Republican budget plan that calls for some $5 trillion in spending reductions over the next 10 years to eliminate deficits. This is AP Radio News. Police in Vallejo, California, say they are treating the case of a missing woman who reappeared at her father's home in Southern California as a kidnapping for ransom until evidence points in another direction. Police Lieutenant Kenny Park.
Needless to say, we are extremely thankful and we're very relieved that she was unharmed.
Denise Huskins' boyfriend told police Monday the intruders grabbed her in their home Sunday evening. She turned up unharmed this morning after an anonymous email was sent to the San Francisco Chronicle saying she would be returned safely today. A North Carolina State University fraternity has been disbanded over the discovery of a racially offensive pledge book found at a restaurant near campus and turned over to a local TV station. School's chancellor has ordered frat members to immediately leave the on-campus house. The chancellor has also called for a thorough review of North Carolina State's Greek system. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.